You stand on the crest of a hill. When you look down, you see a mountain valley, green with the new bloom of spring. To your right, you hear a fast-moving river, shushing against its banks. Above you rise the peaks of the Cascade Mountains. Their snowmelt feeds the river. The river waters the valley. In the valley, you will join your friends and family for the summer. You are one of the largest land mammals on the continent. You are the Roosevelt elk. You stand on four legs. Your four sharp hooves press into the earth beneath you. From your hooves extend narrow legs, which join your body in enormous muscled shoulders. Your neck reaches out in front of you, sturdy, 2 feet long, and as thick as your head. Your eyes are placed on either side of your long face, and see the world from a full 6 feet above the ground. From the tip of your nose to your furry white tail, you are 10 feet long. Breathe in. You are still. You are majestic. You are 1,000 pounds of wild deer. The air in the mountains is cold. It makes your senses alert. You can smell the grasses that you like to eat. Dandelions, violets, hawkweed, aster. The cold doesn't bother you. You wear a winter fur coat. It's made of millions of honeycombed hairs, which form pockets of air, so effective at insulation that snow landing on your back wouldn't melt. Your most impressive feature, though, are your antlers. From 2 forward posts on your skull, they reach 4 feet in height. An elaborate tree branch of bone reaching toward the sky. You grow new antlers every year, and now that you are 10 years old, they have reached their full size. They weigh 40 pounds. They are 5 feet across, and their 16 points demonstrate your power. They're sharp. You show them to everyone. You will cultivate and groom them. You will carry them as a weapon, your crown. You will never use them to hurt another elk. Before you feel the ground vibrate, you smell them. There are other elk near you. Slowly, gently, they drift by around you. Your herd is moving. You see the flanks, light brown, and the faces of elk you recognize. Some brush their warm bodies against you as they pass. They flow around you and down the hill, sloping in front of you. They follow the matriarch toward the abundant food of summer. When you see them, you know which way you're going. The winter has ended. You allow yourself to bound forward, to go with them. They are running, and you are running. In motion, your torso propels with the thrust of a piston. Your legs, like wound steel braids, push the earth away. Hooves galloping against the ground sound like drums beating. Your heart is beating. Your body surges with the rhythm of your stride. You are a charging chandelier. You are one of many. Your feet leave the earth with each undulation. There is no one else like you. Every other moment, all of you is aloft.